Welcome to The Forum on your Tally Broadcasting stations. I'm David Jenkins. Recently, our very own Randy Prangy had the opportunity to speak with local author and songwriter Liz Braun about her new book, I See Deer.
On WSMI, we're talking with Liz Eilers Braun, a former Litchfield resident. Liz, thank you for joining us on WSMI Radio. And 25 words or less, give us a little bit of your background.
Well, I was born and raised in Litchfield. I moved to Springfield. I live up there with my husband now. I have three little grandchildren and love them dearly. And we were driving around the lake one day in our 1952 MGTD, cute little British sports car. And the little boys were counting the deer as we were going around the lake. As we were going around the lake, they said, "I see deer," when the other one said, "I see deer." And then I said, "I see deer in my rearview mirror." That was the catalyst for it. After that, I would lay in bed at night and I had this melody come into my head with it. And the next thing you know, the song was born.
Now, you took music composition classes where you went to high school. Where did you go to high school?
Well, I went 2 years to Litchfield High School, and then I went and graduated from St. Paul's in Concordia, Missouri. And while I was there, I took a music composition class, which I never ever thought I would use it. You know, it's like I took algebra with Mr. Dunkirk. I never thought I would ever use that. But sure enough, the music composition class, it popped back into my head and I was able to write the song out. I got it copyrighted and we made a music video out of it.
And the music video is available
at www.icdeer.net.
And you've also written a couple of books. Tell us about that.
Well, the two books are companion to the song. One is called I See Deer, in which basically you can sing along with the song, and there are the lyrics to the song. And the book is actually quite beautiful. It was beautifully made, beautiful drawings in it. The Meet the Deer is the next book, where in the book I go into detail about all the different deer, what their names are. There's 10 deer. Each of them have their own name, their own personality, and so a short little rhyme kind of lends itself to what the personalities are of these different deer.
Now, how do you present this to a group of children?
Well, we just got done doing a daycare center here in Litchfield, and what we do is we go into the facility, we set up our audio-visual, and we show the video of the song, and then after that, I read the books to the children. And then after that, we ask the children if they would like to see the video again and sing along to it. And, of course, they do.
Now, how old are children are we talking about here?
Well, anywhere from preschool on up to the earlier elementary school age kids. I've done everything up to third grade in presentations. I do a lot of the grade schools around Springfield.
The music that, how was that produced? How was that put together?
There's a company in Mount Zion called Blue Rock Records, and it's in the same building as the company that produced our music video for it called Heroic Age Studios. And in Heroic Age Studios, they have all the elements that you need to put together something like this. Blue Rock Records is in that building, and they did the music, and then Heroic Age Studios then did the video for it.
The music that you talked about, that's what you wrote?
Yes.
And through your, it just popped into your head?
Yeah.
And away you went?
Yeah.
Using your music composition?
Exactly.
Learnings.
Mm-hmm. Never ever thought I would use it. Never ever thought I would ever write a song. It's something that I never said that, when I grow up, I'm going to do this. And, God just led me in this direction.
That's cute. Now, what's in the future? I mean, do you have more books and music in mind?
Well, for now, what we want to do is we want to let people know about the song. Of course, we want to get as many YouTube hits. If you go to YouTube, just type in I See Deer by Nana Liz. Nana Liz is my stage name with the books, Nana Liz. So if you do I See Deer on YouTube, the song should come up. It should, pop up with a deer with a cartoon deer with the animated green background to it. And from there, just click on it as many times as you want to. And, a lot of people say, it's the next baby shark. Yeah.
Let's
hope
so.
Yes. I can see you know about that, too. So, you have a popular children's song. And when kids like it, they tend to want to have it repeated. And this is how children learn. They learn through repetition. So when they hear a song, especially something catchy like this, they like, the one thing parents do say that they prefer this song to something like Baby Shark is that it is more educational and that it encourages kids to count.
Do you have like a costume or something you wear when you give these presentations?
No, I just usually wear the same thing that I wear when I was driving the car in the music video.
And have you done all the schools in Springfield?
I've done quite a few of them, quite a few of the elementary schools through District 186. You know, a bit on Channel 20 News. I did their morning program recently, and that was a lot of fun. So we're just really just now getting out there, getting people familiar with the song, and mostly we just want the little kids to listen to it.
We talked about your on the website about that. How else can someone get a hold of you?
Well, through the website, www.icdeer.net. You go there, and you can. There's different page tabs. One of them is where you can actually buy the books right off the website. You can also buy a ringtone, which, by the way, is very popular with hunters. Hunters love the ringtone because they're sitting in their deer stand, and they're waiting, and they're watching. And all of a sudden, their phone will go, I see deer, I see deer, I see deer in my rearview mirror.
That's cute.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else?
Well, like I said, we just hope that everybody goes to the website, icdeer.net. Click on it as many times as you want to. Go to the YouTube, icdeer with Nana Liz. Watch it as many times as you can. The more clicks that we get on YouTube, the more that we will be able to make this go viral. And that's really what we want to do. We would love for it to go viral so that, you know, all the kids can listen to it.
Do you have titles for your next books?
I'm mulling around with things. I don't have titles, but I have storylines in my head. And so I have one that's coming out where the little deer, they ask the older deer, why June Doe is so much darker than the rest of them? And some of them, not all of the characters in the book, but some of them are actually named after people who are close to me. My grandchildren, my dad, I have two best friends, they're in the book. But June Doe is my girlfriend from Springfield, and she is the wife of one of the top onychologists in Springfield. They're from Africa. And in the next book I have coming out, the two little deer, the little fawns, will ask the older deer, why June Doe is so much darker than the rest of us? And they'll say, well, she's from a herd from far, far away, but we love and accept her here because we have deer-versity.
That's cute.
Thank you.
That'll work.
But yeah, the different ones, like Patty Doe, she's actually named after my best friend Trish, who is a doctor. And it describes her personality that she likes to fix boo-boos. Then there's Henry the Deer, who we all know, Henry Eilers, my father. And he has been immortalized in my book. And his little rhyme is, I love plants, I'm very wise, I like bugs and butterflies. So, you know, it kind of lends himself to being, you know, such a good botanist and a fine contributor to Litchfield and the natural heritage that we have here and how inspirational he's been to help protect the natural history that we have here in Litchfield of all places.
Yeah. Okay, Liz, thank you so much.
Thanks, Randy. It was great to see you again.
My pleasure.
And now a special treat here on the Forum program. We present I See Deer by Nana Liz.
In my rear view mirror, one deer in my rear view mirror. I see deer, I see deer, I see deer in my rear view mirror. I see two deer in my rear view mirror, two deer in my rear view mirror. I see deer, I see deer, I see deer in my rear view mirror. I see three deer in my rear view mirror, three deer in my rear view mirror. I see deer, I see deer. Five deer in the rear view mirror. Five deer in the rear view mirror.
that's it for this edition of The Forum on your Tally broadcasting stations. Be sure to tune in next time, but until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.